Oh, I must be front row.
Yeah.
From the Miller Lite commercial. Yeah. Hey, Mike, it's great talking with you. We'll do it again next Friday morning at 8:50. Love talking with you. I'm sorry we had to talk about this today, but it's always good. And next week, we'll get that back to more sports. And God rest your soul, Bob Uecker. Okay.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too, Mike. Bye-bye now. All right. I'll catch you once again Monday morning, bright and early or dark and early. It's going to be bright eventually. 6 a.m. coming up next, Dan Marcus. He's straight ahead. 9 o'clock, WRJN. Thanks for joining us.
Deborah Rodriguez. One giant step forward for a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. Less than an hour ago, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced Israel's security cabinet had approved a deal signed with Hamas this week, sending it on to the full cabinet. It means hostages could begin returning Sunday. Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli government has notified the families of the 33 Israeli hostages expected to be freed in the first phase of the ceasefire deal, including two American citizens. The list includes women, children, elderly people, and people who are sick. Hamas has not yet informed Israel how many of the 33 people on the list are still alive, although Israel believes most of them are.
The Supreme Court could issue its opinion today on the constitutionality of a TikTok ban. Influencers are crossing their fingers.
Do you guys not realize the impact that this will have on the economy?
And to the U.S. government, I'm never forgiving you for this.
University of Minnesota law Professor Alan Rosenstein doesn't believe the ban violates the First Amendment.
It's a terrible practice for Congress to say, hey, these national security risks no longer apply because some users might get mad at us. I mean, how are we supposed to take them seriously going forward?
If it does take effect Sunday, President Biden is not expected to enforce the ban. With just days left in his term, Mr. Biden's announced new clemencies. Correspondent Steve Kathan.
President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. The action announced this morning gives Biden the presidential record for most individual pardons and commutations. In a statement, he says he's looking to undo, quote, disproportionately long sentences compared to the sentences they would receive today under current law.
A new threat from the California wildfires, landslides from all the water they're using to fight the flames. Stephen Edwards' home in Pacific Palisades was split in two.
It's a 1-2 punch, and it was so magical, that place. So we're really just sad about it.
Fire officials say containment of the Palisades and Eaton fires grew overnight thanks to calmer winds. President Trump's inauguration Monday could be the chilliest since Ronald Reagan swearing in 1985, thanks to a polar vortex making its way here from Siberia. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Bitterly, bitterly cold air will be coming down once again, and a storm will be developing from the Mississippi Valley, moving towards the eastern seaboard, bringing snow to portions of the Tennessee and Ohio Valley and into western New York State as well as New England.
Bitcoin above 102,000 this morning. S&P futures up 42. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Racine jury came back and said not guilty. It was the trial of the man charged in the 2023 New Year's Day shooting at a Racine bar. Attorneys for Abdullah Rashada argued self-defense in the shooting at reruns, which killed Billy Petty. Legendary Brewers announcer Bob Uecker passed away at 90, leaving a significant impact on Wisconsin and Racine. Uecker was connected to the Bell City through his boating and fishing. For 17 years, the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational was held at Reef Point Marina. That event raised thousands for Make-A-Wish. A 70-year-old man died in a collision between a pickup truck and a semi-trailer in Kenosha County yesterday. The northbound semi didn't stop at a stop sign, causing the westbound pickup truck to become trapped underneath. The identity of the man killed hasn't been released. A new year and a new name for law enforcement in Kenosha County. It's a rebrand for the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. They will now be known as the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. The name change is said to be an effort to modernize operations. And a heavy urban rescue team was called to the Racine Zoo yesterday. The Milwaukee Fire Department's specialized crew was called to assist with an unspecified procedure involving a giraffe. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers fire a coach.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now. And he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kirk. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19 tomorrow, sunny 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Persuasion. look to yourself. Open your mind. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field, in every town, all of his children, in every nation.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just when you needed me so, what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Vocal news, timeless hits, WRJN. Blue Swede did Hooked on a Feeling. About half an hour from now, another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, you'll have to judge. Is it a novelty song or is it a more serious song? It features a masonry board in a very prominent part of the song. The start. It starts with somebody playing a masonry board. Can you guess what it is? It's on the way, roughly half an hour from now. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Valentine's Day is just 4 weeks away. Make it a moment to remember with a timeless gift from Von Hassel Jewelers. Whether it's a sparkling diamond for your true love or a beautifully crafted piece to show you care, they have the perfect expression of your affection. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch. With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fade.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
It's WRJN. Boys basketball heard last night on WRJN. Racine Lutheran over Racine Horlick. Final score 106-40. And another boys high school basketball game tonight on the air. Racine St. Catharines hosts Dominican. And that's happening at 6:30. Hear the entire game here on WRJN.
Distant as the Milky Way.
Speed on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The person charged in a New Year's Eve bar shooting in Racine back in 2023 has been found not guilty. 23-year-old Abdullah Rashada was found not guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in the shooting death of Billy Petty at Reruns Lounge. The jury deliberated for about 4 hours before reaching their verdict yesterday. Rashada's attorney argued that the case was one of self-defense. Racine is remembering Bob Uecker. The legendary Milwaukee Brewers announcer known as Mr. Baseball passed away yesterday at 90, leaving a lasting impact on Wisconsin and beyond. Uecker's connection to Racine ran deep. As a boater and fisherman, for years he was frequently seen at Skipper Bud's. For 17 years, Reef Point Marina hosted the Bob Uecker Great Lakes Invitational. That event raised thousands for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. There's no information out yet about a Uecker memorial. There is no longer a Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. As of January 1st, it's the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office. Since 1836, it was known as the former, with the latter coming into play this year. The law enforcement agency serving Kenosha County rebranded in an effort, according to a statement, to modernize operations and align with contemporary law enforcement practices. Racine County has had an office, not a department, for years. The name change isn't expected to impact law enforcement operations. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Breezy and warmer today. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 43 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the southwest, gusting to 35 or better. Tonight, mostly cloudy with big changes. We'll drop to 19. Tomorrow, sunny, 22 by Sunday. Breezy, partly cloudy with a high of only 5 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Back Motown greats on WRJN, Four Tops and the Temptations. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat.
You're so smart.
It's WRJN and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while, following this number one from the Monkees on WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. What's it ring? I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while and is conspicuous by its absence. Deserves to be back on the radio at least once. And this song, is it a novelty song or a serious song? You decide, because music is that personal. But this song made number 3 in America in 1963. The song features, well, let's put it, let me start over. This song was released in the early 60s and bombed. Didn't do much, right? Until somebody got their hands on it. And that somebody, well, that's the story after I play the song, which features a piece of masonite board at the start. That's somebody wobbling a piece of masonite board for Timey Kangaroo Downsport, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
There's an old Australian stockman lying dying. And he gets himself up onto one elbow and he turns to his mates who are gathered around and he says, "Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. They're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Keep me cockatoo cool, Curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Oh, don't go acting the fool, Curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool all together now. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. And take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back all together now. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. And mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Oh, don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck all together now. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Play your didgeridoo, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. Like, keep playing till I shoot through, Blue. Play your didgeridoo. All together now, Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Tan me hide when I'm dead, Fred. Tan me hide when I'm dead. So we tanned his hide when he died, Clyde. And that's it hanging on the shed all together now. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down.
I love that song. It's just fun. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. Now, that song I mentioned came out in the 1960s, early 60s, and flopped, but then came back in 63 because Rolf Harris was taken over production chores by George Martin, who produced the Beatles. Okay? So in 1963, before the Beatles were a hit in America, Rolf Harris and the Beatles appeared on a BBC radio show. And they did that song together. Here's one of the verses.
Prop me up by the wall, Paul. Prop me up by the wall. I'll scream and cheer till I fall, Paul. If you'll prop me up by the wall. All together now, Timey Kangaroo Down, Paul. Timey Kangaroo Down.
That's where it should be there.
Timey Kangaroo Down. Hey, keep the hits coming on, John. Keep the hits coming on. At least till after I'm gone, John. Keep the hits coming on. All together now. Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. Timey Kangaroo Down.
There you go. Rolf Harris and the Beatles together on the BBC. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Moment on WRJN.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking.
better get in line. I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Working starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, that brown-eyed girl. And guys, you know it's not the color of her eyes. It's what's inside that matters, right? Send your comments to info at WRJN.com.
J.N. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 15 months after the war began, Israel's security cabinet has almost assured enactment of a ceasefire in Gaza and a hostage release beginning Sunday. It's approved the agreement signed by both sides and sent it on to the full cabinet. The BBC's Sebastian Usher on how that prisoner hostage exchange will take place.
This is going to be releases on a weekly basis, three hostages every week, and depending on whether they're alive or dead, 30 Palestinian prisoners released for each one of those hostages.
The number of victims continues to rise. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Secretary of State Blinken says he's confident the deal will go into effect on Sunday, and humanitarian groups are gearing up.